of Longnor, near Church Stretton, Shropshire. Charlie Humphreys, aged 79, a farm labourer still working. Recorded in his home on the 15th of August, 1952.
Missus was at market. We thought we were all right. When the cat's away, the mice can play. I went up to the house. I rummaged round, ransacked the house to see what had gotten made. I knew there'd be, there's always something there, see? Only some on it was put by to keep, and so on in glass bottles or something. This had made a 3 half-pint bottle if it wanted a quart. Elderberry wine. Elderberries as grows on the edges. Of course, I ramsacks in the pantry, found this bottle, and the cork had all gone mouldy, heard made syrup. I looks at this, he said, looks all right. Here goes, he said, and I take out Jim the other bottle, see. So I thought it'd be a treat. I sucked into this, one, but oh, it come back as quick as I, oh, it made me something awful sick. I couldn't understand it, because it looked good stuff. But it was thick, like treacle. Supposed to be diluted with water before you add it to drink. Well, I laughed about that. I said, serve you right. You should let things alone. I says, my drop of elderberry syrup. He says, what have you done with it? I says, think of stab it fried and I went in. I said, how Jim put it to his mouth, but you should see the face he pulled. He says, what the devil's stuff is it? So I took another bottle of parsnip wine, and I know that was all right. And we were talking and rattling and talking and rattling, and just now that sober Eddie went into the stank. Drunk, you're drunk. It wonders he made a mishap. Simple and pecked over, see? Got in his head, I expect. Well, in the stank he was, and come up about 3 times. The 3rd time I didn't like the looks of his face. His eyes looked glassy, and he was lapping, and yet he was underwater. He just showed his face on his back of the water, and he went down again. And we stood there talking, I didn't think nothing. He said, oh, Jim's having a bath. But something struck me when he come up the 3rd time. He was well nigh a goner. I believe if I hadn't have got in and I went in to wake her up that night to get him out, I got into the side and rolled him up onto the grass. Then I worked his arms and the waiter come out through his ears and his nose and his eyes and his mouth. He was none the worse, though. He said, let's have a drink out of that bottle. I shall be all right. And he drank as if nothing had happened. I won the waiter out on him, though. He was full of water. He had his mouth open, loosed it in, see. He was gasping for breath, of course. Something struck me, I said, by gum, we should have, if I'd have left it another 5 minutes, he'd have been a drowned man.